Good afternoon with KUAC Local News. I'm Robin. Alaska ranks near the bottom in children's economic well-being, according to new data from the Annie E. Casey Kids Count program. Alaska fell to 47th this year, down from 34th in 2020. The state was ranked 49th in education, the same as last year. Trevor Storrs is president and CEO of Alaska Children's Trust, an organization focused on supporting children's well-being. Storr says dwindling state investment in children partly explains Alaska's low rankings.
And we saw that over the past 10 years that our investment in children and family has dropped by nearly 13%, which is a $400 million loss of funding towards children and families.
Storr says for more than a decade, Alaska has consistently ranked in the bottom half of all states in several indicators of children's well-being.
What it's really showing is that we're staying stagnant, that other states are really advancing and looking at this data and really strategizing and investing in the future of the next generation, whereas Alaska, we know, is actually not.
Storr says the data should shape conversations about how the state is supporting children and families. He says advocating for policies like ensuring children have health insurance and are meeting education proficiency goals can help improve Alaska's standings. Alaska's laboratory scientists have recorded a sharp increase in the number of cases of the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. The strain has jumped from 7% to 40% of samples in just 2 weeks, according to a new report. The numbers don't provide a perfect picture of how Delta is spreading across Alaska because some regions have higher levels of testing than others. State officials say the variant threatens to boost the number of cases in the state, which have been ticking up from recent lows in the past 3 weeks, but it could also put new stresses on the state's healthcare infrastructure. For KUAC, I'm Robin.